Okay, today's daf is daf Hey in Maseches Megillah. We are on Dalet Amud Beis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 lines from the bottom. Yesterday we discussed the relationship between Krachin and Kfarim, and what happens if one of the days falls out not on the Yom HaKnisa, and what happens if one of the days falls out on Shabbos. So now we get to that discussion of Shabbos. So Baruch Hashem, we've had this discussion by Lulav, by Shofar, and now finally the third time by Megillah. So we finished the trilogy. Tekuli Alma Miha, Megillah b'Shabbos lo karinan mai taima. Why don't we read Megillah on Shabbos? Amar Rabba, hakol chayavin b'kriyas ha-Megillah, ve'en hakol b'kiyin b'kriyas ha-Megillah. Everybody's obligated to read the Megillah, and yet not everybody is expert in reading the Megillah. Gzeira Hashem Yitlana Biyado V'yelech Eitzol Baki Lomod V'yavirenu Dal Ramas V'rishus HaRabim. This is the Gzeira de Rabba by Megillah V'hainu Taima de Shofar V'hainu Taima de Lulav. So this is the Gzeira de Rabba that, as I mentioned, we had twice before. This is the third time by Megillah. Tosfos again here, as he does in the other two places as well, asks why, top Tosfos, why is the Gemara worried about Shem Yavirenu Dal Ramas V'rishus HaRabim? Right, we know there's two Yisurim of Hotza'ah. There's one called Hotza'ah, going from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa. And there's another one called Mavir, Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. In all the cases, the Gemara mentions the Mavir and not Hotza'ah. So why is that? So Tosfos gives two answers. On top, V'yesh Lomar, third line, the Rishus HaYachad, Rishus HaRabim, Loto Inshi. Going from public to private, or vice versa, everybody's going to notice. You notice the boundary lines. So that's more of a hecker. We're not so worried about that. Mashenki, Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. That we are worried. You have to assume that the Megillah or the Shofar was there beforehand because you didn't bring it there. Somehow it was there, and that's where we are worried. Number one. Number two, says Tosfos, the Odi Shlomar, maybe why it says because there are more chances that you wouldn't be chayiv in that case. Let's say you pick something up in your house to bring to the other side of the house, but then you decided, you changed your mind, and you took it outside. So in that case, you wouldn't be chayiv for Hotzah because your Akira was not with Kavana to be Motzi. Mashenki, by Mavir, whatever reason you pick it up, so you are going to be chayiv. So that's what Tosfos says. It says Mavir Dalet Amos and not a case of Hotzah. There's a question then that Tosfos asks here. And that is by Mila. Next Tosfos. This Tosfos does not appear by all the places. Second Tosfos. Avol Mila b'Shabbos ein lidchos. Why don't we ask? We mentioned this from Achronim before, but now it's really in the Rishonim. Why aren't we gozer no Mila on Shabbos? Because there you might carry the knife. Because there you might carry the baby. Why aren't we gozer? So Tosfos gives two answers. Daha chamira. Number one, because it is very chamur. Shekei nechros olayah yigim abrisos. Mila is too important. Mila is a defining element of Yahadus, a defining mitzvah, even more than the others. So therefore, you can't be doche Mila. Number two, v'gam ein adam mal ela im kein haya baki. Maalim, who does Mila? Not everybody reads the Megillah, but who does Mila? Only Bakiyim, only Maalim. This sakana yesh medaver. This is sakana if you're not a Maalim and you're doing the Mila. Right, that's why we mentioned the halach in the past. Let's say sometimes fathers try to do the milah, even if they're not malim. They learn dafka milah in order to do their son. But the Shulchan Aruch says the first time, or the second time even maybe, should not be done on Shabbos. If the milah falls out on Shabbos, because maybe he might cut it, drop more than he has to cut, he's not an expert, and that would be chavala b'Shabbos. Not allowed. So that's why only an expert milah, moel, is allowed to do the milah on Shabbos. If somebody's not used to it, they can do it during the week, but not on Shabbos. So those are two answers by Mila. The Meiri here has a big discussion of this Mila issue. He quotes four different answers. He quotes Tosis's answer that it goes to the only the Maalim. Then he quotes two other answers that were not in our Tosis. Number one, he says by Shofar and Lulav and Megillah, that's totally on a date. It's totally on a date, the date of the calendar. And Anan Lo Yadina Bekviyat Yarcha, we're not 100% bevada that this is the date that's supposed to be. Umikivish Einanu Bekiy Bekviyat Bachodesh Ein Dochenosa Shari Ein Zevadai. Right, so it's not 100% vadai, so you can say you can't do it today because you're not 100% sure what the date is, whether you're really supposed to do the date, you're supposed to do shofar today. Maybe it's tomorrow. Maybe it's yesterday. Vahamila, what's Mila? You count 8 days. Can't be more vada than that. You know when the baby was born, and you count 8 days from them. So ein pikpuk bizmana shehi b'Shabbos. That's vada on Shabbos, and therefore it is done on Shabbos. One other answer, two other answers given, one given by the Ritva as well, and that is the Torah goes out of its way to say that even if the Doraisa is pushed aside. So you're going to come up with a new Durabanan and say that, oh, you can't do Mila because you're the Torah says you can do Mila. The Torah dafka says you can go out of your way to do a daraisa. That you don't have by the other cases. So if the Torah goes out of its way to say this is mutter, so then kol shekein, kal v'chomer. And then he adds on, which is what we've said b'shem the taz many times, and that is, if the Torah says something is b'feirish mutter, you can't say it's aser. Chazal don't have the power to knock out a mitzvah daraisa totally. By shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the Taz says in Ilchus Rosh Hashanah, and the Meiri says here, by Rosh Hashanah, so you don't blow this year, you're going to blow next year, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday. Or by any other case of Gzeirat Rabbanan, so against the Daraisa, then that's fine. But here, the Torah says, Mila Zoch HaShabbos. It has an extra pasuk by Yom HaShmini, Yom HaBasar HaLasso, Afilu B'Shabbos. So it's as if the Torah says, B'Favorish, you can do Mila on Shabbos. So the Chazal cannot come along and say that you cannot do Mila on Shabbos, because that would be knocking out a heter that the Torah says, B'Favorish. So those are a couple more answers to the question of Mila. So you have the two in the Tosfos, and you have at least two more in the Meiri. Once the Torah says you can, then you should. Then you have to. Once it's an allowance, because Mila is a chiyuv hayom, right? You're a chayv kares after the zman. So therefore, it's once there's an allowance, then there's a chiyuv. The Tosfos Yontif here discusses what about Kriyas HaTorah. Why aren't we gozer Kriyas HaTorah every Shabbos? Shouldn't it be gozer Kriyas HaTorah? So one answer he says, yes, is that it's so common. Everybody knows. Everybody knows how to lane. So there's no gzeir shem yaviranu. But the other answer that he alludes to, and this we've said, b'shem the gra, in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and that is the only time when there's a gzeir derab is by chovos hayachid. It's a private chova, by lulav, by shofar. I have to blow the shofar. I have to hear the shofar. I have to shake the lulav. Or I have to lane the Megillah. You're right, we should try to do it, b'tzibur, as we're going to get to later. But I have a chovos hayachid. Kriyas HaTorah is a chovos hatzibur. When it comes to a chovas atzibur, there's no gzeira. Rabbah was not gozer by a chovas atzibur. That's why the Gra says, in the context of the other Megillus, the Gra says, l'chadchili is supposed to lane the other Megillus from a cloth too. Shira Shira, Mekohelas, it's not our minach. Even make a bracha maybe. So they go, why are we, what's the difference between Esther and the other Megillus? The answer is because Esther is a chovas ayachid. Every single Jew has to, even every man and woman has to hear the has to lay the Megillah or hear the Megillah. Mashiach when it comes to Chovas HaRabim. And that's why the Gra even says, how does Rabbah start off? Rabbah doesn't just say, not everybody's Baki. He has the first line. HaKol Chayavin B'Kriyas HaMegillah. V'ein HaKol Bakiyin. What does he add in the first line for? HaKol Chayavin. No, that's the point. Because HaKol Chayavin, it's a Chovas HaYachid. So that's why there is a Gzeirah. That's why there's a Gzeirah here. And that's Lulav, and that is Shofar. Tosfos has one more discussion, the second half of Shema Yaviranu, and that is, what about the Shofar on Motzei Yom Kippur? Why aren't we gozer? Right, why aren't we gozer? Shema, right, you might carry the Shofar, obviously you're not blowing on, right, not blowing till afterwards, but why aren't we gozer, Tosfos? Eitong Motzei Yom Kippurim. You can't do Malacha until you do Havdalah, and maybe you might go ask a Baki earlier. Tosfos has that discussion. Maybe, no matter what, if you blow, it's only Drabanan, it's only Ben Hashmashes at most. So Tosfos has a discussion there about the shofar on Motzei Yom Kippur, which we've discussed, what the reasons are for shofar on Motzei Yom Kippur. Okay, that's a lot to say on the first line. Now we continue. Rav Yosef Amar, four lines from the bottom. Rav Yosef says, a different reason why we don't lay the Megillah on Shabbos, mipnei she'einayin shel aniyim nesuos b'mikra Megillah, because the poor, the aniyim know that the day, they know Purim, they get a lot of money. Matanos lav yonim, right? They look forward to that day. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to not give an ani on Purim. So if they hear the Megillah, they say, oh, today's the day. So if we lay the Megillah on Shabbos and we're not be able to give them money that day, they're going to be disappointed and we can't do that to them. In Am Nesuos, they look to Mikra Megillah, and that is why we don't have the Megillah on a day when we can't give tzedakah. Tosfos says that, obviously, Rav Yosef, the second answer, he's not arguing on Rabbah, because this answer doesn't apply in the other two cases, of Lulav and Shofar. So he just says, he means that it's an extra reason when it comes to Megillah, and he gives an afkamina. Let's say you're in the Beis HaMikdash. So you might say, Shem Yavirenu, Shvus, and this is the Rabbanan, this is the Rabbanan, doesn't apply in the Beis HaMikdash, while the reason of Enehen Nesuos might apply in the Beis HaMikdash. That's not a Shvus, that's just a chash of disappointment. That's why Tosfos says Rav Yosef is adding on a reason for another situation. Tanya Nami Hachi, a brisa that supports this reason. Ava Bisha Amru Kfar Makdim Liyom Maknisa, even though the villagers read earlier, Govin Bobayom Machalkin Bobayom. Matnas Aniyim, Matonas Levyonim, goes by the earlier day. Just like you laid in Megillah earlier in the villages, so too Matnas Aniyim. Says Gemara, 1 minute. Ava Bisha Amru, what the language of the brisa is, even though they read earlier, you give Matanas Levyonim earlier. It's not an even though, it's a since. Ava Bisha Amru, Adarabo, just the opposite. Mishumda Amru, should be since. So the Gemara says you're right. Ella, Hoel, the Amru, Shekhar, Makimli, Maknisa, Govin, Bomayom, Machalkim, Babayom. Megillah and Matanus Lavionim go together. Whenever you have the Megillah, that's the day of Matanus Lavionim. Mipneisha, Enam Shalanim, Nesuas, Mimikr Megillah. So think about it. Amazingly, the Yom HaKnisa of these villages, we mentioned a little bit parenthetically in the past, is that a real day of Purim? When they're able to lane earlier, is that just like we allow them to lane before Purim? Or is it like semi-Purim for them? So you already see, we're going to have a little more evidence later, but you see already here, Matanus Lav Yonim you're allowed to do earlier. So you're allowed to do Matanus Lav Yonim before Purim? That is a discussion in the postgame. If you give beforehand, let's say if you give beforehand, it's going to be given out on Purim. Or you arrange it for them to... So again, there's a whole discussion in the postgame when you're Yotze. But here it says you can give it to the Aniyim earlier, which makes it sound like it is Purim on some level. That was part of the nature of the original Takana, that Yud Aleph through Tesvav will be Yemei Purim. That's how to understand the Limud that we had on Daf Beis. So the Mishloch, that Matanus Lav Yonim and the Megillah goes earlier, Aval on top, Simcha Eino Noheges El Bizmana. But Simcha, what does that mean? Rashi says, the Seuda is Dar Bizmana, meaning the villagers do not have their Seudas Purim earlier. Their Seudas Purim, they have to have on Yudalid proper, that does not change. Where did this come up? Lamaisa, we don't have Kfarim anymore, so we don't have Yimei HaKnis anymore. The discussion of this in the postgame is by Purim Mishulash. When Tesvav Adar falls out on Shabbos, it did a couple of years ago, says one simen in Shulchan Aruch, one sif, Tafresh Beis Tesvav, Yom Tesvav Shechal Yis B'Shabbos. If the 15th of Adar falls out on Shabbos, so that's what's called Purim Mishulash. Why is it Purim Mishulash? Because in Yerushalayim and walled cities, you split it three ways. What do when Tesvav falls out on Shabbos? So the halacha is that on Friday, they lay in the Megillah and do Matanas Lav Yonim. Right, like our Gemara says, Megillah always is pushed forward. You can't lean the Megillah after Tesvav. That's the halacha that we had below Yavar. So Megillah has to go backwards. So Megillah's on a Friday. Once you do the Megillah, as our Gemara says, you have to do Matanus Lav Yonim. That's Friday. Shabbos is 2-2-2. Shabbos, you have the laning of Purim, Vayavo Amalek, and you have Al Anisim. That's Shabbos. Sunday, you have the Suda, and what's left? Mishloach Manos. That's Menat Mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says the Suda is done on Sunday. Why can't the Suda be done on Shabbos? Why can't the Suda be done on Shabbos? So the discussion in the Rishonim here. So some say you have to have a Suda that's Nikar L'Shem Purim. So that's why you can't do it on Shabbos. You're not doing any Malacha. So the Shulchan Aruch, though, says that you have to do the Suda on Sunday. The Mishnah Berurah quotes earlier Achronim that maybe not. Maybe you could do it on Maharal Chabiv. He argues you should do it on Shabbos. V'asakein ma'aseh b'Yerushalayim. So it's a machlokas. The Shulchan Aruch says, though, it's done on Sunday. I think that is the Minag Olam in Yerushalayim. Minag Yerushalayim, not the Olam here, that is done on Sunday. Shalach Manos, though, is not 100% clear. So l'chora, that connects to the Chakira of the Achronim, that what the purpose of Mishloach Manos is it a din in the Seuda? Is it a din in just to be Bimarba Achva Vareyas, discussed by the Trumas Hadeshin versus the Manos Halevi, as we've discussed in the past, what the purpose of Mishloach Manos is. But what would be the problem of bringing Mishloach Manos on Shabbos? Assuming that, let's say, you get out of the Seuda connection, is there a problem with Mishloach Manos on Shabbos? I'm sorry, so that has a machlokas achronim. Some suggest that the Aruch HaShulchan suggests that it's you know, can't be Kona. Kinyan b'Shabbos. This is the Rabbanan. No Kinyan on Shabbos. The Chazon Ish and Rav Sternbach and the Mizbanim suggest Sheikzer Shem Yavirenu. Just like you write about the Megillah, you should be worried about the Mishloach Manos. So those are two possibilities besides the Seuda connection why you wouldn't be able to bring Mishloach Manos on Shabbos. Okay, but either way, it's done on Sunday, so that's why it's very, very easy to remember. Per Mishulish 2-2-2. Right, that's what the halacha in Tafresh Peches, Sivav, you split it up three different ways. Okay, a couple of years ago it came up and we had a shiur on it. Okay, Vaiter. Amarav, Megillah Bizmana, Korin Osa, Afilu B'yachid, Shalom Bizmana, Basar. Rav Shita is. If you read the Megillah in its proper time, we're going to go with Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara. If you read the Megillah in its proper time, then you could read it even privately. You don't need Asara. You don't need 10. It doesn't say a minion here. As we alluded to yesterday, there's a discussion in the Achronim. Even the Rishonim, the Ritva here discusses it. Can women count for the 10 for Megillah? Can Ketanim count for the 10 for Megillah? That's also a discussion. Could you mix and match? Right? Could you compare this to Zimun, where the Gemara says men and women should not combine because of Pritzusa? So does that reason apply here? The post can say no. The Ritva here says that it should not apply, because that's different. But Rav says, if you read it bizman, so then you can do it privately. You don't need asara, even lachadchila. Shalo bizman abazar. But if you read it earlier, you need 10. Why? Rashi explains, if you're reading it bizman, and the whole world is reading the Megillah today, that by definition is persume nisa. You don't have to be mefarsim the nes more than that. You're being mitztarif to all of the klal, and that's persume nisa. It's kind of similar to davening at the time that the tzibur is davening, even if you're not in the shul. You're connecting to that tzibur at this time, and therefore you don't need asara. But if it's shalom bizman, if it's the earlier, it's in an earlier time, like the kfarim that are reading it earlier, you need 10. Because you need to add the element of persume nisa. Nobody else is doing it today, so therefore you need 10. That's Rav's shita. Rav Asi Amar, Bein Bizmana, Bein Shalom Bizmana Basara. Rav Asi says, no, no matter what, you always need Asara. You always need Asara, even Bizmana. Rashi adds that this wouldn't be a halacha b'di'eved. Even Rav Asi would say, if you don't have 10, you should read it. But really, Alachad Chila, you should need 10. Havi Uvda, sorry? That's what we said. It could be people. Could be people. Havi, because this isn't a halacha of minyan. It's a halacha of persume nisa. Havi uvda, the chash le l'rav l'had Rav Asi. So we had a machlokas here between Rav and Rav Asi, but then there was a story and Rav was machmer like Rav Asi. Rav required a minyan even bismana. Rashi says he was chozer bo. Tosva says he was just being machmer like him. So he was machmer. But ask the Gemara, Miyama Rav Hachi, does Rav really say that you should really try to get Asara? Vam Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, Mishmei the Rav, Purim Shechalios B'Shabbis, Erev Shabbis Zmanam. That's the line of Rav. Purim that falls out on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos is its time. What does that mean? That means you lay the Megillah on Shabbos? What does that mean? You're laying the Megillah on Friday? What does that mean, Erev Shabbos Manam? Ask the Gemara. Erev Shabbos Manam, or Shabbos Manam? What do you mean, Erev Shabbos? It falls out on Shabbos. Shabbos is the Zman. So what do you mean, Erev Shabbos Manam? El Olav Hachi Kamar. What must it mean the following? Shalom Bismanam Kismanam. It must mean that we treat Shalom Bisman, which is quote unquote Friday, as the Zman. Meaning, when, and Rashi explains it this way, when the Anshei Knesset HaGedola originally instituted Megillah, and they took into account Gzeira Deraba, so then, Shalom Bisman, really, Friday was the day, the appropriate day to read the Megillah then, once it falls out on Shabbos. It was all at one time. Meaning, if Megillah is pushed away from Shabbos to an earlier day, that's not a second date. That's not a, you know, you tried one, this is the second try. No, that's the original date. Shalom Bizman, what looks like Shalom Bizman, is really this man. And Le'inyin regarding what? What do we compare the two? Mazmanam afilu biyachid, af Shalom Bizman afilu biyachid. What's the big deal is of considering it, that's this man, once it's much earlier? Isn't it regarding this halacha that just like in its time, you could do it even biyachid, you don't need a 10, so too Shalom Bizmanam, and that's a kashad Rav, because we just said Rav was machra like Ravasi, to try to get 10? So where's low, le'inyin mikra megillah ba'asara. Ella, really low, le'inyin mikra ba'asara. That's Rav agrees to that. Really, 10, you need even bisman. Ella, my Erev Shabbos bismanam. So what's the emphasis of the language of Rav? Erev Shabbos is its time. La'afuki mid the Rebbe, to go against Rebbe who we had on yesterday's daf. To Amar, what did Rebbe say? Hov v'nitcha yeres b'mkoma yitzchul yom ha'knisa. Rebbe shita was that if Purim falls out on Shabbos and you're pushing it up, you push it to Thursday. You don't just push it to the previous day. You don't push it to Friday. That was Rebbe Shita. Hakamash Malan, Erev Shabbos Manamu. That's what Rav here is arguing on. That really, no. You push it one day earlier, you push it to Friday. Period. What's the nafkamina in terms of whether you look at, let's say a day gets pushed, the day of reading Purim, reading the Megillah, gets pushed from Shabbos to Friday. So conceptually, right, the Gemara says that maybe Friday is considered the day of, the day of the Chiyuv of the Kriyas HaMegillah. What difference really does it make? Lamaisa, you're going to read it on Friday. What difference does it make conceptually if that's the day of Chiyuv or not? So the Cheshek Shlomo in the back here says, oh, I'll give you two nafkaminas. Let's say a katan becomes bar mitzvah on Shabbos. Katan becomes bar mitzvah on Shabbos. On that day of Shabbos, that's Purim, but you read it yesterday. Because you're going to read Yishem Yavirenu. So does the katan have to read it again? Because really, yesterday he read a Pataras katan. Now he's a gadol. He was an ones. Maybe he should read it. It relates to the issue of if you read it on Shabbos, you get the credit, which we've discussed. That's one. Or he says, let's say you had an ones. Let's say you had an anas, says the Chesher Shlomo. You didn't get to read it on Friday. Should you read it on Shabbos? Do you say that once Chazal took it from Shabbos, they were okay this month totally, and now it's purely a Friday reading? Or do you say, no, really, the Iker Din of Shabbos still, but they would just push it to Friday. But if you're on Shabbos and you didn't read it yet, then you should read it then. So that is a discussion here of the Cheshek Shlomo. And again, he relates to the discussion of the Achronim. Let's say, Loma, you do read the Megillah on Shabbos. You get credit. Or do you say that, no, that once Chazal knocked it out, so then they knocked it out. You might be Bechali between, let's say, Megillah and Shofar. Shofar's Daraisa. So you might say that Shofar, they can't knock out the Iker HaChiyev. While here, Durabanan, this is what the Hartzvi suggests, by Durabanans, so then you might say that they have the power, because they created the whole thing. So therefore, they can switch it. That is a discussion here of the Cheshek Shlomo.
If you're an onus on Yudalit, can you read on Tesvav based on the fact that some people...
If you're an onus on Yudalit, you cannot read on Tesvav. You're Potter. You're Potter. There is no Takanit. Go to Yerushalayim. That's what you should do. Go to Yerushalayim and read it there.
Do you say part of Am Yisrael?
But you're part of Am Yisrael, but you're not that part. But you're not that part. You can't pick and choose. You know, I want to eat truma because some of Am Yisrael are eat truma. Am Yisrael. You can't. I mean, there's an isser, but still, you can't just add on, make up your own rules. Yeah. Purim Meshulash, meaning the fact that you lane and you do Alanisim that day on Shabbos shows that it's just a nitche. It's not the Iker Adin.
Right.
Okay, you might say that, or you might say that you could split between the mitzvahs of Purim. You might say that may Iker Hadin, the Chiyuv Kriya, at least, is done earlier. The Chiyuv Kriya, just like the Makdim Liyom HaKnisa. Their Suda is not done earlier, but you still might say the fact that they could do certain mitzvahs Hayom earlier, you know, means that that you could do it earlier. Okay, but it's a interesting discussion. Vayter Mishnah. Eze Yigadola, what is considered a big city that would read it on the 14th? Kol Sheyesh Ba Asara Batzlanim. Any that has 10 batlanim, as we said, 10 batlanim mean that batlanim that they're in shul all day, they don't work, and they are batlanim. Ask the Sifsei Chachamim, why do we use such a word, batlanim? Sounds like such a derogatory term. Can you think of a different? Asara Yoshvim, Asara other, it's a batlanim. So the Sifsei Chachamim says, no, you know what it means? Because it says in Maseches Brachos, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to shul and there aren't 10 people there, miyad koes. He gets angry. So they're mevatel the kas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means, batlanim. They're mevatel the kas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why they're called batlanim. Or they're mevatel from their malacha, and therefore their tefillah will be mechuvan. They're not hurrying out to do malacha. Right, the Rav Shechter likes to quote the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Baal HaTanya, where the Baal HaTanya says that you should always have people who don't have to go to work to davening for the amud. Why? Because they'll be a little slower. You know, people rushing out to work, so then... Well, nobody. Then you're going to have anybody who's going to work is not going to daven at that minyan because then they're going to want to get to work on time. But that's what he suggests. But that's what he said. Another pshat. The batlanim, they're mevatel their work, and therefore they could daven properly. They don't have the worries of catching the train on their head. Okay, that's too lush to pshatim of batlanim. Pachas vikan, we have less than asar batlanim. Hare zekfar, that's considered a village. Be'elu amar makdim avlo ma'achrin. In these cases of Megillah, we say, do it earlier. We do the Megillah earlier. But there are some cases, if something falls out on Shabbos, we do it later. Avozman Asi Akonim, we discussed at the end of Mesechus Tainus, there were certain days that families had promised to give wood to the Beis HaMikdash, and on those days they also brought a special carbon to go with the wood. If that day falls out on Shabbos, they would not bring the carbon on Shabbos, but on Sunday. The Tisha B'Av, or if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, we push it later. The Chagiga, if the carbon Chagiga, the first day of Yontif falls out on Shabbos, where there's a Chiyuv to bring a carbon Chagiga, also done on Sunday. The Hakel, which is the gathering of Klal Yisrael in the year after Shemitah, when the Melech reads the Torah in the Beis HaMikdash, Hakel is also pushed off. So we'll get to the reasons for all of these afterwards. Ma'achrim below Makdim. In all these cases, we push off the event instead of doing it earlier. Why do we push it off? We'll see. Rashi here quotes two pshatim. What's wrong with Hakel? Why can't you do Hakel on Shabbos? You're just reading the Torah. You know, what's wrong with Hakel? The other ones we'll get to in the Gemara. What's wrong with Hakel? So Rashi quotes two pshatim. Number one, you're going to be carrying your kids, and even though Chai Nosi is Atzmo, you're not supposed to do an Isidra Abanan either. Number one, even though live people carry, so carrying the kids. Or number two, they had to build a special platform for the Melech in the Azara. And they would only do it that day, because you don't want to create, you know, space problems in the Azara the day before. They'd have to do it that day, so that wouldn't be Dochas. That's why they would push Hakel to the next day. The Rambam adds in Ilchas Chagiga, maybe it's because there's special Tfilas, there's Tchinos, and you don't want to have extra Tfilas and Bakashos on Shabbos. Okay, let's continue. By the way, Tisha B'Av says Tisha B'Av, but it applies by all fast days. all fast days except for Tainus Esther. That's what we mentioned from the Sheiltos before, and the Ritva here says it again. Tainus Esther is a different kind of fast day. It's a Tainus of Simcha. We mentioned on Dav Beis, it's one of the Yemei Purim. It's part of the Pursumi Nisa, and that's why Tainus Esther is the only one. Like this year, it's going to be Hukdam. We're going to do Tainus Esther on Thursday, before Yud Gimel. Even though we say it goes earlier for the Megillah days, you're allowed to have Hesped and Tainus on those earlier days. Those aren't full Yemei Purim. And as we said before, you do Matanos Lev Yonim that day. Second half, Rabbi Yehuda, this we had before. Rabbi Yehuda says, when do you have Yemei HaKnisa? Only when you have a reason to do it. When they gather Mondays and Thursdays. But in a day when they don't gather on Mondays and Thursdays, so then you only read it Bisman. Gemara. Tana, sorry, Batalon Shabbos HaKnesses, 10 Batalon that we refer to mean in Shul. We do it earlier. My time, why in all these cases, why by Megillah do we do it earlier and not later? Amar Abiyaba, Amar Shmuel, Amar Krav, Velo Ya'avor. You can't go past, Tesvav is the limit, you can't go past there. Now we have two other statements from the same person, nothing to do with Megillah. V'yamar Abiyaba, Amar Shmuel, Minayin, whenever you have statements like these, you think of Rav Nirzvart, that even when they wrote down Torah Shebal Peh, they wrote it in a Torah Shebal Peh way, that you need a Masorah to understand it. That's why the Gemara sometimes appears to be somewhat disorganized. And you're throwing things in out of left field. The answer is because they Dafka wrote it that way, so that we need a Rebbe in order to understand the Torah Shebal Peh, even after it's written down. So that's why we can take the Chama now whenever we see a line like this, just the same person, but still, that's Rav Nirzvart's Pshat. How do we know that you don't count days when it comes to years? Meaning what? The Rashi explains that if I make a neder, that I'm not going to drink wine for a year, so then you go by whatever Hebrew date it is today. Even though there are longer, a solar year might be longer, it doesn't matter. You don't add on extra days when it comes to a year. Shneamar, as it says, L'chatshi Hashana, Chadashim Atamonu L'shanim, V'etamonu Yamim L'shanim. You count months to a year, you don't count days to a year. Next, how do we know that we don't add on hours to a month? What does that mean? Let's say I make some type of neder that I'm going to give a get within a month or some other type of neder within a month, and I know really a month is 29 days, 12 hours, this halakim, this minute, this. So really, by the day that, let's say it's a chaser month, 29 days, so really a month is really further. It's more than that. But I'm going to say the month is over at 29 days, that's it. We go by the date that Chazal or Koveya, even though there are a couple more hours to the exact time. You don't add on hours to months. Shneamar ad chodesh yamim, yamim ata machashev lachadashim, b'yata machashev shows lachadashim. You figure out hours, you calculate hours to months, and you, days to months, and not hours to months. Two dots. Tisha B'Av, Akdumei Peranus, Lo Mekadmi. Tisha B'Av, we don't do earlier because we don't want to make Peranus earlier. We don't want to make Peranus earlier. Chagiga, Bahakel. Why a carbon Chagiga, which is run on the first day of Yontif? A special carbon that all Klal Yisrael brings. And Hakel, the gathering of Klal Yisrael, Mishum Akadilo, Matas Manachiyuvayu. Why aren't these pushed earlier? Because there's Manachiyuv hasn't come yet. You can't bring a Chagiga before Yontif. You can't have Hakel before the day that you're supposed to bring. You're supposed to have Hakel. Therefore, you'd rather do it a day later, which we'll see is still the Zman Achiev. By the way, it's mashma that Yemei HaKnisa then is Zman Achiev. By Purim, the fact that you can do it earlier, it's mashma that it is a Yom Achiev. Period. Tana. Chagiga, the Kol Zman Chagiga Ma'achrin. There's a brisa that says, the carbon Chagiga, and all the time for the Chagiga is delayed. What does that second phrase mean? Kol Zman Chagiga. The Gemara doesn't know. The Gemara is going to give three pshatim. What does that mean? That you push this man chagiga later. Bishlama chagiga. I understand what we mean by chagiga is pushed later. The mikla b'shapsa machrina le'lebaser shapsa. If the first day of Yontif is on Shabbos, you can't bring the carbon chagiga today, so you bring it tomorrow. Tomorrow's still Yontif, so therefore you push it off. That's what chagiga means. Elas man chagiga mahi. What does the phrase man chagiga mean? Three pshatim. Number one. Amar of Oshia Hachi Kamar. Chagiga b'shabbos. Chagiga. That's the first word. Chagiga, if it falls on Shabbos, you're going to push it later. The olas re'iyah afilu b'yantif, the zman chagiga ma'achrim. What is man chagiga? It means another carbon that you bring during the zman chagiga. We know there are two carbonas that Klal Yisrael have to bring. We'll get to this in Maseches Chagiga. Number one is a carbon chagiga, which is a shlamim, a shalmei chagiga, and also an olas re'iyah. An olas re'iyah special for the aliyah l'regel. Olas re'iyah. Can you bring an olas re'iyah on Shabbos, on Shabbos that Yom Tov falls out that day. So Beis Shammai says no. Beis Shammai says no because in Ola you're not going to eat any. When do you have a Heder of Ochel Nefesh Shlomim? You can eat some of the Shlomim. But you can't bring an Ola on Shabbos because an Ola goes straight all to Hashem. So Beis Shammai says if Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, so then the Ola is pushed off. That's what's being referred to here. That Ola, which is usually brought Bisman, the Chagiga, that you push off. Mani Beis Shammai, he is referring to the Shita Beis Shammai, the Tanan. As the Mishnah says, we had it in Mesechus Beitza, that was done on a Shabbos, so that's why I didn't get to discuss this these halachas yet. Beis Shammai Omrim, right? Remember you did it, Daf Yutes and Beitza. Beis Shammai Omrim, Vien Shlomim, Yantif, Vien Somchen Alehen. Beis Shammai says that you're allowed to bring Shlomim on Yantif, but you're not allowed to do Smicha. Not allowed to do smicha on the shlamim. Why? Because smicha is considering, by leaning with all your might on the animals, considered, according to Beis Shammai, included in the Isidra Rabbanon of Hishtamshus Bebehema. Animals are muksa, you can't use animals. So therefore, you do smicha before Yantif, according to Beis Shammai. Uvavalo olos. But Beis Shammai says you can't be even makriv of the olos, because that's not included in the heter of Ochel Nefesh. Ubeisilomim, no. Maybe in shlamim, the olos v'somchon aleim. You do everything you want, Beis Shammai says. Why? What does it mean? Lachem? Lachem below the nachrim. There are other, you can use the psukim for other things, but included, an ola is okay according to Beis Hillel. That is all pshat number one. There's a lot to talk about by smicha, but we're not going to. That is all pshat number one. What does the phrase in that brisa mean? Zman chagiga. It's an allusion to olas re'iya according to Beis Shammai. That's also pushed off. Number two, Rava Amar Chagiga calls Man Chagiga Me'achrin Tfeilo. What does Man Chagiga mean? It's really one phrase. You could do bring the Chagiga the whole Yantif. That's what it means. Man Chagiga. Man Chagiga is the whole Yantif. It's not as the Mishnah says. Mishlo Chag Viadav Rishon Shal Chag Chogeg Vaholech Kol Aregal Kulo. You can bring the Chagiga on the last day of Yantif even. The Yom Tov Achrin Shal Chag, even the last day. That's what Zman Chagiga. Avar Regal V'lochag, Eino Chai Bech Riusa. Once you finish, though, the day after Yantif, forget it. You finished and you lost your chance for bringing a carbon Chagiga. Finally, number three, Rav Ashi Amar. What does the phrase of Zman Chagiga mean? Chagiga, V'chol Zman Chagiga, Ma'achrin, V'afilo Atzeres, D'chad Yom Ma'achrin. The same as Pshat number two, but it's just in adding a dimension. Even Shavuos, which you think is only a one-day Yantif, really there are 7 days of Tashlumin. You can bring the carbon for another 6 days after Shavuos. And therefore, that's the Chiddush, all the Zman Chagiga, even Shavuos. That's why we don't say Tachlin for a week after Shavuos. There's in the Siddur of the Rambam, some say it's a Toh Sofer. If you look at the back of Sefer Ahava, the Rambam has a Siddur. And there he talks about Yalav Yavo. And he talks about Yalav Yavo that you say on Chol HaMoed, when you say Chol HaMoed, when you say Chag HaPesach Hazeh, Chag HaMatzah Hazeh, Chag HaSukkah Hazeh, and Chag HaShavuos Hazeh. He talks about a Chol HaMoed for Shavuos. So some say it's a Toh Sofer. When even there's no Chol HaMoed for Shavuos. Others say maybe he's referring to this week. That maybe he says, if you bring in Shlomims, if you bring in Chagigas, so then you can even have that. Titznan, as the Mishnah says, how do you know that you go even for after Shavuos is this man? Modim, because Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree Shem Chalatzeres Lios B'Shabbos, that if Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, Sheyom Tavoach Achar HaShabbos, that the day that you bring the bring certain karbanos could be the day after Shabbos, and therefore that shows that even after Shabbos, even after the first day of Shavuos, is still the Zman for Shavuos, you still have a Zman Tashlumin. Okay, so those are three pshat and what the term Zman Chagiga means in the Braisa. Next Gemara, new Gemara. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rebbe Natan Atiyah B'Purim. Rebbe planted something on Purim one time. Rebbe planted something on Purim. For Rachatz B'Korona Shel Tzibori B'Shavas B'Tamuz. And he took a public shower, obviously in the washing place, a place where everybody could see on Shavas B'Tamuz. He washed. Ubikesh La'akar. Well, let's stop there for a minute. So that's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. He took a shower. He asked them, what do you mean? You're allowed to take a shower on Shavas B'Tamuz. I'm not talking about Tisha B'Av. There's always a rechitza. So Tos is here, and that's the Taz asked that, right? You don't have the Hei Inuyim on Shavuos B'Tamuz. So he quotes that originally you did. Originally they had all the Hei Inuyim on all the fast days, and then they accepted Natu. They only accepted it on Tisha B'Av. If you remember a couple, in Maseches Tainis, we refer to the Shita of the Ramban. The Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam, where the Ramban says there's a Lachadchila of all the Hei Inuyim on all the fast days, even though we don't do it. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Baal Nefesh Yachmir. Baal Nefesh Yachmir to do all the Hei Inuyim. But again, we mentioned they have to balance that with the Metame Es Habrios element. If we're walking around without leather shoes on these fast days, so then you have to make sure we have to know where we're doing it. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. It's in Taf Kuf Nun, Sivkat and Vav, quotes according to this Torah Sa'adam, that Baal Nefesh Yachmir. But maybe that's what Rebbe is emphasizing here, that he thinks he should be Mevato the other Inuyim on Shavuos B'Tamuz. Ubikish Lakar Tisha B'Av. He even tried to get rid of Tisha B'Av. Below Hodulo, they didn't agree to him. Ask Tosfos, he was trying to get rid of Tisha B'Av. How can he get rid of Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av is based on Psukim. How could Rebbe get rid of Tisha B'Av? That's Tosfos, who Bikesh. What do you mean? It says if you eat on Tisha B'Av, you don't see, it's like eating, you're seeing in, eating on your in Yom Kippur we had. And if you eat on Tisha B'Av, you don't see Nechama's Yerushalayim. What's what the Gemara talking about? So Tosfos quotes two answers, and Tosfos who Bikesh. Number one, Tosfos says that he just wanted to push it off. He didn't want to be ochre it totally. He just wanted to be ochre it, I'm sorry, push it off, to make it more lenient, to make it like the other fast days. That's what he wanted to do to Tisha B'Av. He wanted to minimize the chumrah of Tisha B'Av. You see on the side, the Hagos also adds in. He wanted to make it not worse than the other Ta'aniyos. Or, number two, he says, Inami, he wanted to be ochre from the 9th to the 10th, like we had Rabbi Yochanan in Masechta Sinus. Most of the burning happened on the 10th, that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to make it on the 10th, and this wouldn't have been a Mevatel, Ein Divrei Bezen, Yochel Levatel, Divrei Bezen Chaveiro, because he's not being ochre, he's just switching it. Chazal just said you have to have one day of Tisha B'Av. So maybe it should be Yud B'Av, even some rabbis at that time, we know, wanted to make it on the 10th. So therefore, you see how the Haggah on the side, it wouldn't have been a violation of Ein Bezin Rashai, because there were even some Shitos at that time that held it should be on the 10th, so a later Bezin holding like a Das Yachid that was rejected earlier, Lav Dafka, is a violation of Ein Bezin Yachol Levatel. But either way, those are 2 days in Tosfos. What does it mean, Bikesh Lakar? Either he wanted to make it like the other fast days, or he wanted to change it to the 10th.
Didn't the Gemara
just said, why not? The Gemara just said, why not? And the Gemara says, because the Iker would that started. Aschuli Parnusa Adifa. Aschuli Parnusa Adifa. That's what the Gemara said. Says the Gemara, Amal in front of Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda. Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda turned to Rebbe once he said this and said, Lo kacha yamaisa. No, he turned to the Talmidim and said, no. Rebbe didn't want to be Oka Tisha B'Av totally. Ela Tisha B'Av Shechalis B'Shabbos Havi. It was Tisha B'Av that fell on Shabbos. V'dachinhu la'achar Shabbos. No, it was pushed off from after Shabbos. V'yama Rebbe, hov v'nitcha yitcha. Once it was pushed off to Sunday, so that's when they said, Rebbe said, you know what? Once it's pushed off, you know, push it off totally. Rav Yosef Engel here says, brings a bunch of examples from Shas. Once something is pushed, so then it's easier to continue pushing it. If something's not pushed in the first place, so then it's hard to push it in the first place. But this was already pushed off. So once it's pushed off a little bit, so I'll push it off totally. For the Hodul Chachamim b'Chazal, the Chachamim did not agree to him, because they felt that no, even though it's pushed off, you might say that this was the day that it was supposed to be, originally, according to Chazal. And once the Talmidim heard that version, that Rebbe didn't want to be Oker Tisha B'Av totally, but only when it was pushed off a little bit already, Kari Alei Tovim Hashnayim Min HaEchad. It says, better is two versions than one, meaning now I got the right version. Period. V'Rebbe Echanot HaNetziah B'Purim. How did Rebbe plant a Netziah on Purim? V'Atani Rav Yosef. Isn't it usher to plant on Purim? Didn't Rav Yosef say, based on the Pasuk, Simcha U'mishtev Yantif? It says that Lashon in the Megillah. Simcha Malamish Asur Behespid. Simcha teaches me that Asur Behespid, you can't have Hespedim on Purim. Tosfos here discusses, what about Avelus? Machlokas Rishonim, is there Avelus on Purim? There is, it's not worse than Shabbos. There's definitely Avelus in private. But is there Avelus in public? Some of Rachmanel San sitting Shiva. You said Shiva on Purim? So Machlokas Rishonim here, it's Machlokas Mechaber the Ramah. The Machaber says that there is no Avelus on Purim. And the Ramah said, regular Avelus is on Purim, regular Avelus, and the Ramah says, no, only Dvarim Shabbat Sinna. So Machlokas Mechaber and the Ramah, whether there's Shiva on Purim. But that's what it's discussed on this line of the Gemara. So Simcha is also Behespet. Mishpeh Malamish also Betainus. You can't fast. The Yantif Malamish also Betainus Malacha. As we'll see, originally, Purim was supposed to have an Issur Malacha. So if it has an Issur Malacha, so how could Rebbe have planted? Ella, you're right. Rebbe Bar Beser Havei, Chidat B'Chameser Nata. He was a Yud Dalad man, and he planted on the 15th. That's why he planted on Shushan, but he lived Shushan Purim, but he lived outside. He was a 14th man. Aini, is it really true that he was a Ben Yudalid? Rebbe B'Tveria Havei. B'Tveria Mekav Tzchom Yosef Yeshua Ben Nun Havei. Rebbe lived in Tveria, and that was a walled city from the time of Yeshua Ben Nun. So Ella Rebbe Bar Chameser. Okay, the opposite. Rebbe was a 15th man. Chidat Bar Beser Havei. He planted on the 14th. So says the Gemara now, no. Is it really 100% that Tveria was a walled city? Chizkiah really read on both days. Chizkiah read on both, he wasn't sure what Tveria was. So the Gemara says, you're right. Rebbe was sure about it. So Rebbe only read on one day, and therefore again, what's the answer to our original question? How did he plant? It wasn't on his Purim. And that's how he was able to plant. He continues the Gemara. Is it so obvious that on your non-Purim day, you're allowed to do malacha? Foxib and Megillas Tainis, but we had a Megillas Tainis, we already had this Gemara in Tainis. As Yom Ba'asar, as Yom Chamisha Asar, the 14th and the 15th of Adar, says Megillas Tainis, Yomi Purya Inun, the Lord mispaid Bahon. You can't have us paid them on these days. For Amar Rava, and Rava explained that line, Lo Nitzrucha, Elo Lassar, Shalzeba, Zeba, Shalzeba, Zeb. That it means not only can you not have us paid them and halachas on your Purim, but on each other's Purim also. So therefore, how could the answer be plant that wasn't his Purim? No, even if it wasn't his Purim, it should be Aser. Answers, the Gemara, Hanimila Basmet Vatayinis. No, they accepted on the opposite, on your non-Purims, only the Iser of Hesped and Tainis. Ava Malacha Yom Echad Vesulo. But Iser Malacha was only on the day of your Purim. Vaiter continuing, Aini, is this really true that they only accepted Iser Malacha on your day of Purim? For Rav Chazil, who gavra davi kashadi kitzim b'Purya, one time Rav saw a person who was planting flax on Purim Velati, and he cursed him. Float sama kitna, and it didn't grow, the flax didn't grow, so maybe it was the other day, maybe it was the other guy's non-Purim day, Hazamar Yomahavi. No, that was his Purim day, that's why he got upset. But that was all answer number one. The question is, how did Rebbe plant on Purim? So the answer is, it wasn't his day of Purim. Answer number one. Two other answers. Number two, Rabba Breda Rabba Amar Afilotem Abiyome. Even if it was his day of Purim, Hesped v'tainis kibililu alai malacha lo kabilu alaihu. No. Even on your day of Purim, as we know, there's no Iser Malacha on Purim. Okay, ein aro asim in bracha, but there's no Iser Malacha. They never accepted an Iser Malacha. And that's why he was able to do it. To me, yikar ksiv simcha umishtev yomtev, because if you medayik in the psukim, first it says simcha umishtev yomtov, ulu basof siv, and then at the end it says laso so sam, yimei mishtev simcha, vilu yontev lo ksiv, but yontev is not recorded. Good. Ella Rab, my time alati alu gavram. So why did he curse the guy? Why did he curse the guy if there was no Iser Malacha? Dvarim hamutarim acherim no'agul ben Iser havi. No, because it's in the category of dvarim hamutarim, and others have been knowing Iser. We mentioned this on Shabbos by the bar soap. Upa asri, the Rebbe lo nahug. And in the place of Rebbe, they had a minhag not to do it, and that's why he would curse him. Tosfos says this principle does not apply by a minhag betaus. By a mistaken minhag, this does not apply. It must be that they wanted to accept this originally, and that's why they did it. The Bira Hadaf, quotes from one of the Achronim, why is it that once they did not accept, quotes from a Medrash, that once they didn't accept Iser Malacha, instead of Iser Malacha, they accepted Matanos Levyonim. Mahakesher, between Iser Malacha and Matanos Levyonim. So he explains the reason they did not accept, Haman wanted, what did he tell Achashverosh? The Jews hate work every day. Today's Shabbos, today's Pesach, today's Yontif, right? Our work partners. Oh, that Jew's leaving early again. There's always a holiday for those Orthodox Jews. So that's what Haman was complaining about us. So we didn't accept an Iser Malacha. We don't want another day. That's the whole point. We didn't accept an Iser Malacha. But then the other issue is that, maybe they don't like their Yom Tovim because they have to invite guests. They have to give a lot of charity. No, the Daku, we accept the Matanos Lev Yonim. We didn't accept an Iser Malacha, and we did accept Matanos Lev Yonim to show that we are totally L'shem Shamayim. So that was all answer number two, how Rebbe planted. Number three, Iba Yisema La'olam Nahug. Really, maybe there is an Iser Malacha. And how did Rebbe do it? For Rebbe, Netia Shel Simcha Nata. He planted a happy Netia. Titnan, as the Mishnah says in Tainus, where we have that when on the last set of fast days, you're not allowed to have Netia Shel Simcha. Aver Elav Onanu, if these last fast days passed and they still didn't have rain, V'matan Masam Matan, they do less business, V'binyim Ubenetia, they build less, they do no Netios, V'erison Ubenisuin. V'tani Allah, and we had a brisa related to the Mishnah, Binyan Shel Simcha, you're only not allowed to do a Binyan Shel Simcha, Netia Shel Simcha. For example, Eze Binyan Shel Simcha, Zabona Beis Chasos Lebno, you build a wedding hall for your child, that's not allowed then, and that's what's allowed on Purim. Veze Netia Shel Simcha, Zenotia Avurniki Shamalachim. What's Netia Shel Simcha and Avurniki Shamalachim? Rashi here quotes one shot, you build a tree, you plant the tree so that the king could be in the shade. The other shot that Rashi gave in Tainus was that you plant the tree when a prince is born, and then you cut from that tree to use for him later in his life. Period. Two more lines. Gufa Chizki Akari Bitzvaria by Basava Chamisar. We had before the Chizki ran on both days in Tveria. Misafkalim Mukafas Chomor was Yeshua ben Nun Hilo, because he had a question whether Tveria was Mukafas Chomor or not. Umi Misafkalay. Milsa Tveria, is it really a Shaila of Haksiv? The Pasuk in Yeshua says that it was walled. Vari Mivsar Hatidim Tser Vachemis Varekas Vakineres, Vakamel and Rekas Utveria. It calls it an Are Mivsar, a walled city. So therefore, when it says Rekas, and Rekas is Tveria. So Gemara answers Hainatam of the Masafkalay. This is the reason. Mishum the Chad Gisa Shur the Yamas Havi. One side of Tveria, the Kineret. There's no wall there. You have a body of water functioning as the wall. So does that count? Well, if that's the case, says the Gemara, that's not a suffix. That definitely does not count. Because we know by the halacha of Bate Arechoma, there are different halachas if you, in Parshat B'chukosai, and if you sell your wall, the house in a walled city, not walled city, there are very different halachas. So how do you define a walled city? It's a Titania Shalokhoma, Velo Shur Igar. You can't use Shur Igar means if you have houses next to each other on the side of the wall, you can't use those houses as your wall. Saviv, Pratlet Tveriyash, Yamachomasa. And Saviv excludes Tveriyah, which has the Yam as its wall. So therefore, you see, it's not, it's, you can't use it. So says the Gemara, no. Lein Yibati Arechoma Lo Masafkalei. For sure, regarding Bati Arechoma, you cannot use it as a wall. But maybe Megillah is different. Ki Kama Safkalei Lein Yimikr Megillah. Regarding Mikr Megillah, that's the Shaila. My Prazim, my Mukafin, the Chsivi, Gami Mikr Megillah. What does the Megillah mean by saying walled and not walled? Mishud Dahani Miglu Vahani Lo Miglu is the real din because part of it is open, Vahani Nami Miglu, and therefore this that has the water as a wall is open, therefore it's considered a paruz. O Dilma Mishud Dahani Miglu Vahani Lo Miglu. Or is the issue that it's protected, not that it's open. And here, Vahani Nami Miglu. So here, even though one of the walls is water, still it will be considered a protected city and read like Shushan. Mishamachi Misafkalei, period. That's why there was a suffix. Just by the way, the Ran here says, like he said in Misakab Sakim, if it's a suffix, why, every day, suffix Rabban Lakula. Right, they're not sure which day to read it, so on the Yudalit, you say Savi Drabban Lakula. We don't have to read it. And the 15th, you say Savi Drabban Lakula. So the Ran says, like he says in Psachim, no. You never say Savi Drabban Lakula to knock out a mitzvah totally. You only say Savi Drabban Lakula to have a Kula Shita. Like the Gemara says in Psachim. We don't know. We know you have to do Haseva by two of the Dalit Kosos. The first two or the last two. We're not sure which ones. So the Ran says, so Savi Drabban Lakula. Haseva is Drabban, so don't do it by any of them. Ran says, no, no, no. If you don't do it by any of them, then you knock out the whole mitzvah. So the Ran there and the Ran here both say, you don't say Savi Drabban Lakula when it comes to if you're going to knock out the mitzvah totally. The Poskim say, though, that you make the bracha on your Dalit. You make the bracha on your Dalit, even though you're going to read it on both days. Okay? You got to run to a bris. I'm already late. And today's shiur was Azecha Nishmas, Chaya Blima, Bas Mordechai. Okay, everybody should have a guten, and Beth Shem, see you next week.